Saran Siegel, who's the Managing Director of Siegel Conflict Solutions, has recently published her new white paper, Solving Bullying Complaints, and it examines the impact of COVID-19 on workplace bullying and companies' complaint processes. There have been some key findings which are rather, I guess, disturbing, but we'll have a chat now with Saran about that. Good morning to you. Thanks for joining us on 7XS this morning.
Good morning, Cameron. Thanks for having me on your show.
What made you decide to actually put this paper together?
Well, I've been doing conflict resolution now for a good seven, 8 years, and I was realizing that things weren't getting resolved, and from one complaint in an organization, things were spreading out and becoming toxic. From one complaint, there were two or three, and things weren't getting resolved. Things were being swept under the carpet. And I just thought, there's got to be something in the process that is not working, because even though, leadership are trying today, I mean, a lot of leadership, I can't say all of them, are really trying to get things right, things were still not being successful. So I just thought that there needs to be something that is not working, and that's why I decided to do the white paper.
Sure, and I guess it's beneficial to organisations, because this COVID sort of hit everybody for six, I guess, and I guess it's not just a wake-up call, but it's letting businesses know, hey, this is an issue that we need to deal with. Maybe they need some help on that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the surprising thing is that people have been saying to me, you would expect that with COVID, bullying would be less because people are working remotely, more from home, not coming into the office as much. But actually, in terms of my survey, over 48% of participants said that bullying had actually increased. And I think that is what the consensus seems to be, that bullying is actually increasing or is as bad with COVID, because the nature of the bullying may have changed. So it might be more that people are being micromanaged or there's more exclusion, but it's still very much there. And COVID has brought on a lot of stress, has skyrocketed for a lot of people. I mean, people are fearful of their jobs. There's a lot of angst with job security, so, and stress brings out the worst in most people, as I'm sure most people would know. So
definitely,
and then people become, they hide behind a screen and they become meaner, and there's more of that. So yes, it hasn't gone away.
No, definitely not. Well, let's have a look at some of the key findings. There are some high percentage ones. I'll start off with probably the most alarming one, is that 91% that you interviewed didn't feel supported during the complaints procedure by the organisation.
Yeah. I mean, that's a very alarming figure. But it's not surprising, to be honest. I mean, that ties in very much, Cameron, with the 50% of people who actually do not report bullying in the first place. So what these results are saying is that, firstly, people are scared to report bullying when it occurs to them, when they are experiencing it. And secondly, when they do, they are not feeling, that they are being supported or, supported by the company. So the company is not doing all that it can do to protect them. And I've seen that from time, when I go into organizations investigating bullying complaints, I see it time and time again that there is no trust, really, because they are not handling the complaint, or they're not handling the issue in the right way. So there's a lack of trust between employees and management. So it's a big issue.
Certainly is. I noticed there was a large percentage as well, which is even just as alarming. 77% said that bullying continued or escalated during the complaints process. That is a bit of a worry.
Yeah, no, that is also very concerning. And that I see time and time again where people actually put in complaints and then the abuse gets worse, doesn't go away. And also, especially with what that actually represents is that, when most cases are when the bullies are actually the bosses, that means that when the bully is the boss, it compounds the issue. And mostly, I see that the organisations don't get rid of those people because they are, they see them as valuable to the organisation. So generally speaking, people who are really good at their jobs, or I'm not saying that they are bullies, but I see a lot of that when, you know, they are viewed as valuable and not replaceable. So basically they take, you know, that the bully's word over the victim's. And so that just compounds the whole process.
Yes,
and
for sure.
And that's why the bullying continues and they get no support.
Why is it then, if it's coming from leadership, what would be the main reason behind that? Is it just a power thing?
Well, I think, I mean, especially now, there is definitely the balance of power leaning towards the organization because of the scarcity of jobs and because, you know, businesses are downsizing and everything. But, I mean, in today's socially conscious times, you know, you just think about the Me Too movement and all those things. The leaders have to wake up to the fact that, you know, just a single tweet can, I mean, look at Ellen DeGeneres, for example. I mean, that's a Hollywood example. One tweet exposed her whole culture, her toxic culture, and basically her reputation has taken a hit, and who knows if she'll even recover from that.
Mm.
So leaders have to be, like, they have to become aware of what is going on in their organizations, and they have to support the employee. They have to support, they have to believe, or not believe, but they have to give them a fair process of, you know, lodging their complaint and hearing it in an unbiased way. And that is why it is always best to bring in an outside person to investigate, because there's so much bias. There's a perception of bias. So,
yes,
you know, they, as we said, they don't trust the organization. So bringing someone else who is not biased, who has no, you know, skin in the game, and let them make findings that can actually help turn the organization around.
Yep, no, that's good. So what would your advice be just to encourage people who feel they are being bullied, particularly in the COVID environment?
Mm.
What would be your message to encourage them to speak out?
My message would be that if it is your boss that is bullying you, go over their heads and talk to the next person in line, and don't stop until you get some sort of assistance or support. There's always someone you can talk to, and if it's the ultimate boss is the bully, then go outside of the organization. It might be a union, or speak to a lawyer, or an EAP, someone to assist you that can help you. Do not ignore it, because ultimately it's going to affect your mental health, and what happens is they generally tend to leave the organization. So they have to try and speak up and be brave, because it's not an easy process.
If people want to have a look at your findings and statistics, etc., is there somewhere online they can access that?
Yes, they can. They can go to my website at siegelconflictsolutions.com.au, and they can download the paper, which I'm really hoping that, you know, people take it seriously and see that there are things that they can do to turn things around. So I'm very hopeful that maybe something can be done.
Yep, no, that's fantastic. All right, well, thank you very much for joining us on the program today and giving us that information, Saran, and I hope people are able to view your statistics positively.
Thank you so much, Cameron. Thanks for having me. It was great talking to you.
No worries at all. There we
go.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye.
That is Saran Siegel, the Managing Director of Siegel Conflict Solutions, on her new white paper, Solving Bullying Complaints, on 7XS, the West Coast Feel Good Station.